September 6, the deceitfulness of sin. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3:13. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Sin, however small it may be esteemed, can be persisted in only at the cost of eternal life. Adam and Eve persuaded themselves that in so small a matter as eating of the forbidden fruit, there could not result such terrible consequences as God had declared. But this small matter was sin, the transgression of God's immutable and holy law, and it opened the floodgates of death and untold woe upon our world. Age after age, there has gone up from our earth a continual cry of mourning, and the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together in pain, as in consequence of man's disobedience. Heaven itself has felt the effects of this rebellion against God. Calvary stands as a memorial of the amazing sacrifice required as a propitiation for the transgression of the divine law. Let us not esteem sin as a trivial thing. Are not the hands and feet and side of the Son of the Infinite God to bear an eternal testimony before the universe of its untold malignity and curse? Oh, that a right impression might be made upon the minds of young and old in regard to the exceeding sinfulness of sin. God is not deceived by appearances of piety. He makes no mistake in his estimation of character. Men may be deceived by those who are corrupt in heart, but God pierces all disguises and reads the inner life. The moral worth of every soul is weighed in the balance of the heavenly sanctuary. Shall not these solemn thoughts have an influence upon us that we may cease to do evil and learn to do well? There is nothing gained by a life of sin but hopeless despair. Let faith lay hold on the promises of God. Jesus is mighty to save his people from their sins. Light from heaven has illuminated our pathway. Sin has been revealed to us by the Word and the Spirit of truth, that we may not be found transgressors of the divine precepts, and there is no opportunity to plead the excuse of ignorance. The command is, depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19.